Sure, not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow. It's today. Barbara, so today, what do you have for us?
Well, today, I have, when I opened my laptop, when I got to my desk very early this morning, what was trending was hashtag Zandile Gumede, the former eThekwini mayor who's facing multi-million rand fraud and corruption charges. And it was videos of the Hawks asset forfeiture unit swooping on her home and trying to raid it. But it's a rented house. She wasn't there. She didn't tell anyone she was going. And so it was a bit of a weird video. And the owners of the house arrived, apparently, according to one of the reporters online, and said she rented it from them. They opened the gates, let the police in. And, you know, they're arguing that she didn't provide an address, failed to inform them that she had moved, and it's a violation of her bail conditions. So let's see what unfolds. Her spokesperson said it was a beautifully choreographed stunt on the part of the Hawks.
Oh, my word. And then, if any of Iqbal there? I know Iqbal was raided yesterday.
Raided.
Hey, then he started blaming Pravin Gordhan.
That news has already passed us by.
When I go back to the Iqbal story, because this is a man who says, no, he never gets involved in editorial. No. But he was happy to point fingers at Pravin Gordhan, and he was happy to tell everybody what's going to be printed this weekend. Quite strange for a man who never gets involved in his newsroom.
And
but anyway. Yeah.
And the next one is Prince Harry and Ed Sheeran using Instagram to do a teaser yesterday about mental health, because today is a global mental health day. So they did this little teaser which showed Ed Sheeran knocking on the door that Harry lives in with Meghan. And it's a little teaser where they sort of say, hey, mate. And then they look at each other and the prince says, it's like looking in a mirror, because they're of a similar height. They've both got ginger hair and beards. And I mean, within 19 hours, it had like 3 million views.
Wow.
But I looked this morning for the teaser for the next follow up today from the two of them, who are obviously trying to raise awareness around mental health.
Sure.
Whether it's because they have red hair or whether they're in the public spotlight, who knows what the issues are. And as I was sitting down here, I saw the next video has come up. And in the last sort of 20 minutes already had like 223,000 views. So go check it out if you're interested in what they've got to say. But, I mean, they're trying to do some cool stuff.
I like it. And I think we need to raise awareness when it comes to mental health.
Right. The last one, you know, I can't ever avoid the animal stories. So in America, they have an annual Fat Bear Week. In the Katmai Park and Reserve, it's in Alaska, because bears have to put on this enormous amount of weight prior to their winter hibernation. And it is the most fantastic competition. They post pictures of all the different bears in the park as they get fatter, and the public have to vote for the fattest bear. And Holly won. She's fabulous. She's fat, and she's 435 pounds. And that's who won the vote. And everyone's saying how fantastic it is. And do these bears mind being called fat? No, they don't. They strive for it because they have to put on this enormous amount of extra weight to get through the winter. Some of them go from 600 pounds to 1,000 pounds, consuming masses of salmon.
Oh, I thought it was KFC. Thank you very much for that.